Good evening, Dr. Shantik. Taking a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Farrow, F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On A-223, Mrs. Farrow performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the illness of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, after bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, compared to a prior study dated 4/18/23, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, and Mark Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Pascarella. On A-223, Mr. Hatcher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Philip Cagle. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On A-223, Mr. Cagle performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. After walking 425 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93% period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ruby Wolf. This goes to Dr. Scott Gerard. On A-223, Mrs. Wolf performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95% period. She achieved 286 meters in 6 minutes period at the end of the study. Her saturation was 86% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Loretta Roshon, R-O-S-H-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On A-223, Mrs. Roshon performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. Patient achieved 468 meters in 6 minutes, and her saturation was 98% at the end of the study period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk, I'm sorry, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Mousley, M-O-U-S-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On A-223, Mr. Mousley performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 2/8/23, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Carl with a C. Owens. This goes to the VA. On A-223, Mr. Owens performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment of flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEO 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period, there was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 4/6/23, there's been no change. Period, a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On A-223, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity, I'm sorry, start fresh. 6-minute walk test. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 283 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, her saturation was 96% period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and George Kassler. This goes to Dr. Scott Gerard. On A-223, Mr. Kassler performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction period after bronchodilators. There was an improved effort period. The paragraph compared to a study dated 7/26/2022. There's been no change period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on Jimmy Clemens. This goes to Angela Thompson. On 8/2/2023, Mr. Clemens performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, his room air saturation was normal period. Patient did achieve 227 meters, and at the end of the study was 90% saturated period. Patient stopped intermittently due to dyspnea, but without desaturation period, no paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.